Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 14th. The end. God gave Jeremiah some comforting news, not for his present predicament, but for the distant future, up to and including perhaps our own day. Jeremiah is tasked with declaring the imminent wrath of God that will fall upon all the kingdoms on the face of the earth. The people of Jerusalem and Judah had been severely punished. Not many of them survived. Yet their 70 years of exile in Babylon would be almost a blip compared to the destruction coming on the nations of the world that had been the instruments of Israel's destruction. Babylon would lie desolate forever. At that time, those slain by the Lord will be everywhere, from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be mourned or gathered up or buried, but will be like refuse lying on the ground. How do we know this will happen? Take a clue from the prophecy of chapter 25, verse 12. 70 years would mark the end of Judah's exile and the destruction of Babylon. Guess what happened? Almost 70 years after Jeremiah wrote down this prophecy, an old man by the name of Daniel was reading Jeremiah's scrolls. He did the math. Daniel was a teenager at the time of the exile and probably knew Jeremiah personally. The words of the prophet likely echoed in Daniel's mind all his life. So, when he rediscovered the promise of God to end the exile of the people after 70 years, he prayed and acted. The new ruler of Babylon, Cyrus the Great of Persia, being alerted by Daniel to the prophecy, acted immediately, sending back to Jerusalem a contingent of willing Jews to rebuild the temple. In other words, if something like that can happen in the midst of the worldwide chaos and turmoil of Daniel's day, the rest of the prophetic word will find its fulfillment. Sneak a look over at 2 Thessalonians 1 and 2 to see what is coming soon. Maranatha, come soon, Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.